Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Mem Dalet. Mem Dalet. We are on Mem Gimel and Bebeis, right by the Mishnah. Just one ha'ara. At the end of the last shiur, we mentioned the discussion of Avelos Chadasha, Avelos Yeshana, and that when it comes to Avelos Chadasha, one is not allowed to be involved in Erisin, while Avelos Yeshana, one can be involved in Erisin. We mentioned that. What is Halacha L'maisa? Halacha L'maisa, Tosfos Paskins, that therefore during Erisin, it's Erisin is Usur during Shloshim. That's Tosfos Hashita, Pashas from the Gemara. If you look on the Rambam, though, the Rambam does not hold this way. The Rambam says that Erisin is Mutter right away. How soon right away, says the Rambam, Menuchas Avel. B'nisuin Ketzad, Usur Lisa Isha Kol Shloshim Yom. It's Usur to have Nisuin all 30 days, but then Umutter La'ares Afilu B'yom Hamisa. The Rambam says it's Mutter to have Erisin even on Yom Hamisa. Unbelievable. Umisha Mesa Ishto, somebody's wife died, Im Kfar Kiyam Mitzvos Per Yevarivya, V'yeshlo Mishi Yishamshenu, V'ein Lo Banim Ketanim, Hareza Asur Lisa Isha Acheres Ash Yavro L'Shlosh Regal. Meaning you should wait if there's no need. Aval mishalo kiyem adayim mitzvos per yevarivya, o shekiyem v'yesh lo banim ketanim, v'chulu arizeh mutter la'ares v'lichnos miyad. If there's a need, right, hasn't fulfilled peruvu yet, there are young children to help take care of, said it's mutter to have erisin right away, even on Yom HaMisa, v'asalo lavo alach lo shem yom. You have to wait before amaisa biya. V'chein ha'isha sh'aisa avelo tibar alach lo shem yom. That's the Rambam against Tosfos in the last sugya. Okay, now let's get to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, arba achim nesu'an arba nashim. So, another case. Four brothers are married to four women. Umesu. They're not related, the women. And they all die. And there's a fifth brother. Im ratza hagadol shebahem liyabemes kulam harishis biyado. If one brother wants to do yibim to all of these women, he can. Harishis biyado, he can do it. Right? They're talking about a case where the women are not related to each other. They're all falling from different houses. Right? It's not a question of doing one and pottering the others. And therefore, the rishis is biyado for him to do yibim to all of them. Misha yanasu l'shtei nashim ameis. If a man is married to a number of women and he dies, this is the ABCs of yibum, but it's right here, and we're going to learn psukim for it. Biasa o chalitzasa shalachas man potera sarasa. We know if a man has five wives, so the yibum or chalitza of one of them paters the tzara. Meaning we don't need one something done for each and every woman. We had one time earlier in the Masechta where a chalitza was not strong enough to pater the others. If you remember, back at the beginning of the third parak, in the beginning of Abra Achin, we had on Chavav Mabez, we had a discussion between Rav and Shmuel when there was an inferior type of chalitza. What makes it inferior? In a case where yibum wasn't possible. And you had to do chalitza. So in those cases, you might end up with a chalitza psula, and that might require each and every woman to have something done for her. That was an example. But generally, when you have a full-blown, strong chalitza, or yibums, that paters all of the co-wives. Haisa achas ksher v'achas psula. If one of the women, one of the yevamis, are right now ksheira l'kahuna, meaning she's an almana, obviously, but an almana is allowed to marry a kohen, only a grusha is asur to a kohen. So one is ksheira, and one is psula, maybe she had previously been divorced. Im haya choleitz, choleitz l'psula. Im haya miyabim, miyabim l'ksheira. If there's a choice, who are you going to do yibum with? Who are you going to do chalitza with? You're going to choose one. So better to do yibum to the one that is kshera and do chalitza to the one that is psula, because the one is psula anyway. So chalutza. Chalutza l'kohen is also midrabanan. So you might as well do it to her, because that she's already psula and you won't make her more puzzle for a kohen. But the one who's kshera, one should try not to do that. We'll see why in the reason that the Gemara gives. Fine. Arba achin salka daitach, says the Gemara. Four brothers married to four sisters and they die. So if there are only four brothers and they all died, then what kind of yibum are you talking about? There's no other brothers left. Arba achin salka daitach. So is it really four brothers? So ele'ema arba me achin. It means four of more than four brothers. Me achin. So then you have this idea that one person, one brother, could do yibum to all of them. Harishus biyado, says the Gemara. Vishav kilei. Would we really allow him to do yibum to all of these women? Says the Braisa that we always give the yavam good advice. We advise him if it's the marriage is going to work out, we advise him to do yibum. If the marriage is not going to work out, we advise him to do chalitza. So here, the man has a lot of wives. Is that marriage going to work out? He's going to have to support all of these women. Right? Is that a good idea? V'hatanya, says the Braisa, as another example. V'karulo ziknei ro. The Zikne Iro called to him. Special din. Hein velo shaluchan. They have to call to him and not their shliach. Their shliach. Special din. Vekarulos the Zikne Iro. Dafka have to call to him and not the shliach. We'll get back to that halacha. Let's just finish first. Vidibru elav. And they speak to him. What do they speak to him about? Malameid shamasiyan lo eitza hogenes lo. The Bezdin advises the Yavam to do something that makes sense. An appropriate advice for him. Shimhaya hu yalan vihizakena. If he's much younger than her, or who's Zaki Yalda, there's a big age gap between the two, and the marriage is really not going to work out. Omrinlo, we say to him, Malachetel Yalda, Malachetel Zakena, what do you want? This woman who is totally not in your parsha, not in your age group, the marriage is not going to work out. So just klach eitzel shekamoscha. Why don't you go find somebody that is your age? Valal tasim ketata bevesecha. Don't bring ketata. Don't bring strife into your house. Meaning, so you see from there that Bezdin always advises the Yavam what's good for him. So here too, ask the Gemara. You know, wouldn't we advise him not to do this? The Ritva notes, where does it say that we advise him not to? It just says Harishus Piyado. The Ritva says Harishus Piyado sounds like it's a good idea. Sounds like we wouldn't advise him against it. And therefore the Gemara says, why wouldn't we advise him against it? It's not a good idea. A man has a responsibility. A chiyuv, what does it say in the Ksuba? It says in the Ksuba. The Ksuba is not a marriage license. The Ksuba is a set of obligations that the chassan, the husband, accepts upon himself to support his wife through thick and thin. And if that's true, so here it's going to be very difficult to support all of these women. Not such a great idea. So, ask the Gemara, how could we say that it's fine? Arishus biyado lechadchila. Wouldn't it be a problem? So the Gemara answers, lo tzricha de'efsharlei. Okay, we're talking about a case where he's a rich guy. He's a rich guy, he'd be able to support all of the wives, and that's where Bezdin would not advise him otherwise. But in Echinam, if he was a guy who wouldn't be able to support so many women, so then he would, Bezdin would advise him not to. The Karen Ora here notes, interestingly, that we would advise him to do what? You know, in the case of old and young, let's say there are different ages of Yavamas, so we would advise him, you know, do Yibam on the Yavama that's closer to your age. But what are we suggesting here? We're going to suggest to him to do Yibam to one and Chalitza to the others. Really? Chalitza beats out? Ask the Karen Ora, didn't we learn earlier? Chalitza b'makam Yibam is lav mitzvahi. Had a number of Gemaras about this. So is this good enough of a reason to say negate the mitzvah? So says the Karen Ora, yes. V'hacha yesh lomar. D'gamze bichlau d'racheha d'archei Noam. This is also included in the general principle of d'racheha d'archei Noam. It's come up a number of times already in the Masechta that we owe Torah's ways are sweet. And here, this is also the Torah's ways are sweet. If it's not going to work out, if there's such an age gap, then even if the only choice is chalitza, not yibam, that's what we would advise him to do. V'lo chiva hator liyabim im ein zivugam d'ome. The Torah would not be mechayev him to do yibam if the zivug is not something that the Bezdin thinks would work out. Derachecha darchei Noam, put it on that list. So Lotzricha, the case is where one is rich. We'll get back to Shlicha soon. Let's just finish. Ihachi afilu tuvanami. If this is the situation where he's very rich, so why don't we say even more than four? Why does the Mishnah only give the example of four brothers married to four women? It should be even more. The Gemara answers Esa tova kamash bolan. It's just good advice. Not more than four. Why dalid in tfeilo? Not more than four. Ki hechi denimte ona bachodesh, so that each one will get an ona during the month. What does that mean? What does an ona mean? So we know Rashi quotes it for the Gemara in Ksubis that part of the obligations that a husband takes upon himself for his wife are the obligations of the physical relationship, what's called ona, conjugal rights. And the ona v'tamid chacham is once a week. He's in yeshiva all week. So me erev Shabbos la erev Shabbos. So here, the Eitz HaTova is, if a man has four wives, then at least once a month, if once a week he's with each wife, so then once a month he'll be with each wife. That is Rashi. There is a major machlokes Rishonim. The Beis Shmuel points this out in Simen Ayin Vav, in Evan Ezer, machlokes here between the Ritva and the Numuki Yosef on the one hand, versus the Rambam on the other hand. Are we talking about a Talmud Chacham here? Ask the Ritva, ask the Numuki Yosef. This is a Mishnah. The Mishnah's for everyone. So what does the Mishnah mean? That, Eitz HaTova, four times a month, because like a Talmud Chacham, once a month with each wife. What do you mean once a month with each wife? Also to add, the underlying question that they ask is, this is usually the ona is looked at mitzad the woman. Mitzad the woman, how many times? Here it was mitzad the man, once a month. Once a month, mitzad the man, but it's four different wives. That's an implicit question that they're asking. But ask the Ritva, Vim Tomar, Vahamasnisan Bachaladam hi Shinuya, the Hechi Saki Lokolchad Vachada Ona Lachodesh. How is that enough? So the Ritva and the Muki Yosef have an unbelievable chiddush. Here it's not regular Ona. The Yeshlomar Dahachanami. Here we're talking about a Yavam and a Yavama. This is not a marriage that was chosen by this man. The Yeshlomar Dahachanami. Kiva de Isha Hiknu Lomina Shamayim. Since this is a woman who is Nikne Mina Shamayim to this Yavam, like the quote in the Gemara we had earlier, Daflamites, remember that the Gemara Daflamites explained that the Mishnah earlier, the Mishnah Daflamites, which said that the Ksuba, the Shibud Nechasim of the Ksuba is on the first husband's properties, the Gemara said there, my time, Isha Hikno Lomen Hashamayim, that's where the Gemara says it, on Yavam Islamites, we added a couple of days ago, so because of that, there's less requirements of Ona. Says the Ritva and the Muki Yosef. Kivan de Isha Hikno Lomen Hashamayim, Uli Yibum Ramya Kamei, Ba'ona Koldu Sagile. That's why in Ona Koldu, Viafilu Babachos Mizeh. Even less than this possibly. Ela de Anan Menasvi Le Eitza, de Lesle, Le Geruwe Pachos, Beona Lachodesh Lachol Chada. They're just giving just good advice. But really, there's no real requirements in the normal sense of the word, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this marriage. It wasn't like the man chose it, and therefore he was accepting normal obligations. All right, so sometimes we find Hikno Lomen Hashamayim to have higher standards or lower standards. This is an example. The Ritva, the Nebuki Yosef say, where's lower standards? In other words, this amount of Ona B'Chodesh would not be good enough for a regular woman. No, Chas V'Shalom. Right, there's a higher standard, higher obligation. But when it comes to a Yavam, the Ritva Nebuki Yosef says that's why it's allowed here, even less. The Rambam, though, the Beis Shmuel points out that the Rambam doesn't seem to hold of this. The Rambam just quotes this Gemara in Hilchos Ishus. The Rambam says, Ona ha'amura b'tora l'chalish v'ish k'vikocho fi malachta. The Gemara has a whole list of, based on the profession. Bizman hazeh, the boss can point out, it's not, you don't go by the profession, and accountants and this, and lawyers this, and it's something that the husband and the wife have to figure out, a comfort level between them, bizman hazeh. But we don't read the Gemara's lashonos here, literally, if somebody's a gamal or a chamar, the chulu. But, at least fundamentally, the Rambam there says, No say Adam Kamanash Mafilu Meya. A man can marry many women. We'll get back to that lashon. Maybe Basakas, maybe Zorakarzo, Venish to Yehola Akev. Fahusha ye Yaholitain, Sharksus Faona, Karoi, Lachole Akas Faakas. As long as he can support them all, like our Gemara says, if he's rich enough, he can support them all, then he could have more than one wife. Kamehiona son, Lefi Minyan, Kate Sad, Powell, and he quotes our Gemara. And this is quoting not just by a Yavam, it's in Hilchos Ishus. Paul Shai Lo Shnei Nashim, Iyesh Lezu Ona Achas B'Shabes, Lezu Ona Achas B'Shabes. Hoy Lo Arba Nashim, Nemseis Onas Kol Achas Man, Pamachas B'Shnei Shabbosos. V'cheinamaya, it continues. Lefichach, says the Rambam, Tzivu Chachamim, Shelo Yisa Adam Yoser Al Arba Nashim. Better not to have more than four wives. Afa Pishi Ishlo Mamon Harbe. Even if he has a lot of money, kedesha kitagia lohen ona pamachas b'chodesh. So at least, so to show that it's at least once a month. So the Rambam quotes his Gemara. So you read the Rambam, you don't think anything of it. You think, oh, okay, the Rambam's quoting the Gemara. But no, if we think about it a little deeper, we have the kasha of the other Rishonim, and the Rambam is obviously not bothered by the question. The Rambam quotes his Gemara as normative practice, even outside of a Yibum relationship, while the Ritva and then Muki Yosef say no. And in a Yibum relationship, that's why the standards are lower here. Masha Enke, when it comes to other relationships, then it would have to be higher. Important Machlokas pointed out, Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ritva and the Muki Yosef. The Ritva continues though, and notes relating to what about Bizman Hazeh? V'yomar Rabbeinu Zal B'Shem Rabbo. He quotes Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu's Pasha is the Rashba. The Ritva's Rebbe was the Rashba. B'Shem Rabbo, his grand Rebbe, the Ramban. V'yomar Rabbeinu B'Shem Rabbo Zal. V'bimakom Shenagu Shlo Lisa Elisha Achas. In places where the minhag is to only marry one wife. Ein lo Rishus Lisa Acheres Alishto. Rabbeinu's not allowed to marry another wife. Can't marry two wives. D'umdina D'muchachi. It's an umdina to adaita tohachi in sivalei to lalinsa vachriti. Even if it wasn't explicit at the time of the marriage, we could assume that a wife doesn't want a co-wife. That's why they're called saros. And therefore, a man is not allowed to take another wife after he gets married. The Gemara talks about you can't change professions in the middle after one finds a new profession, right? Even if somebody wants to go up in their avodas Hashem, right? One is not allowed to do that without their wife's consent. Rav Shechter likes to point out the Gemara in Brachos Chav Zayin, the famous story of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, when Rabbi Gamliel embarrassed Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel was removed from his post. And Rabbi Yoshua and the Rabbanan were trying to figure out who's going to be the new rabbi. Who's going to be the Rosh Hashiva? So they say, well, Rabbi Yeshua, he was the Baal Maisa. He was involved, so it's not really right to have Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva, he doesn't have Schus Avos. Right, not right. Oh, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He's the one, he's our man. So they send a delegation to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, fourth parak in Brachas, and they say, will you be our Rosh Hashiva? Will you be our chief rabbi? And this is what he's been waiting for all his life. This request, finally, what should his answer be? Yes, I'd love to. It's amazing. I can't wait. No. His answer is, I have to go ask my wife. Imlach with the bisu. I have to go ask my wife. He goes to ask his wife, and his wife says, maybe they'll fire you tomorrow. What do you need this for? And he says, better to be a glass kli for one day than an earthenware kli all my life. And then she says, you don't have a white beard. And that's the Harei Ani Kiven Shivim Shana. He grows a white beard overnight. But points out the Bali Musar, if Shachter quotes it, that, what do you mean, why do you have to go ask his wife for? This is his dream job. This is going to become the chief rabbi. This is the ultimate in his avodas Hashem. What does he have to ask his wife for? The answer is, if he wasn't the chief rabbi when they got married, and they didn't discuss it, and they didn't talk about it, you can't just choose something where you're not going to be home for baths anymore, you're going to be out of the house, you're going to be on the lecture circuit, right? You're going to be much busier. You can't do that without your wife's consent, right? So anything. So, kal v'chomer. This type of case, like the Ritva says. Ritva says here that umdra demuchach, one can't take another wife, if it's in a context where that is the norm of not taking a second wife. And then he quotes, so betosvis kasvu, ki rabbeinu gershon, hechrim alanosa isha lishto, v'chayavim lekofa malachayim shalo. He goes, now, since rabbeinu gershon, a couple hundred years before me, says the Ritva, since rabbeinu gershon, then for sure, now there's a chayrim. What does that mean? The Ritva says first, it's not a good idea. Chayrim rabbeinu gershon, many point out, many of the halachas, rabbeinu gershon made laws about certain activities. Some of his activities were probably beforehand. You're not allowed to open other people's mail. Well, that was mutter beforehand. And all of a sudden, Rabbeinu Gershon came up with a big chiddush. Oh, it's usser. No, of course not. It was stealing information even beforehand. Having a second wife was not a good idea even beforehand. That's the Ritva's separate comment. He quotes the earlier comment even before Chayrim Rabbeinu Gershon. He says, Ein lo rishus lisa acheres alishto. Separate from the Chayrim. What does a Chayrim mean? A Chayrim means a curse that a person should drop dead. A Chayrim means you're cursed until you do tshuva. That's the extra level of Chayrim of Rabbeinu Gershom. These halachas weren't new halachas. He just gave it teeth. He just gave it force. So says the Ritva, surely, Bizman Hazeh, post-Chayrim Rabbeinu Gershom, there's nothing to talk about. There is a machlokas. What about Yibum, post-Chayrim Rabbeinu Gershom? So does that also point to Chalitza, or is Yibum different? It was never included in the Chayrim de Rabbeinu Gershom. So that's a question in the post-game. But then the Ritva adds on one other line, which is fascinating, and that is, we read the Rambam before, we glossed over it, we read it quickly, but the Rambam quotes in Hilchas Ishus, Nose Adam Kama Noshim Afilu Meyo, even 100 women, right? A king's only allowed to have 18, right? He says, you can have a man, as long as you can support them and give them all their responsibilities. That's the Rambam, says the Ritva. The Rambam doesn't mean it for Kol Klal Yisrael. V'karov be'enai. The Ritva right here, Yevamos Mem Dalid. V'karov be'enai. Shelo heitir ha-Rambam Zal, Lisa Nashim Harbe Bizman Hazeh. Elo lefi minhag eretz ha-Yishma'elim she-Noagim Kach. In places where it's common practice to do that, fine. But if it's not common practice to do that, the Rambam would also say it is not allowed. Very crucial discussion of the Ritva here, both of his points. Number one, to limit the Gemara to a case of Yibum. And number two, to bring in the discussion of Chayrim Rabbeinu Gershom. We know the lashon of the chiyuv of conjugal rights, physical responsibilities, is called ona in halacha. Mefarshim point out the word ona means time. So what does that mean? So explain the Bali Musar beautifully. We say in Sheva Brachas, Sameach Tesamach Reyim Ha'ahuvim. Reyim Ha'ahuvim, Reyim are friends, Ahuvim are lovers. Some part of the month where a husband and wife are friends, part of the month are lovers. But there always has to be the relationship there. That's ona. Ona means time. Ona is every day of the month. There's a responsibility. Part of the month, the ona takes the form of physical relationship. And part of the month it takes, and maybe it's even more important, during the time of the month when it's not physical. But that's how the chiv of ona is formulated in the Torah, in Parshat Mishpatim. She'er, ksus, and ona. Okay, one other point that, just one other hara here before we get back to the earlier point, and that is the Yerushalmi here quotes a story where a man married 12 Yavamas. Did Yivam to 12 Yavamas. I guess he had 12 brothers. 12 Yavamas. The Karban Asanel here on the bottom of the Rush quotes that the Yerushalmi with Yerushalmi right here. So the Mefarshim try to discuss, was he a very rich man? Was it a good idea? The Gemara here says, even if he's rich, you shouldn't do more than four. So that is, look there in that Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is on our Mishnah in Yavamis, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Beis. And the Karban Asanel here quotes that as other Mefarshim do as well. Period. There is, though, getting back to the earlier part of the Brisa, that really is not our Sugya now, but it's quoted here, so we'll talk about it for a moment. And that is, V'karlo Zikne Iro, Hein Velo Shluchan. What did it say? That the Zikne Iro called to him, they call, and not their Shlichan. I mean, a special Gzeres HaKasev. Right, the Zikne Ibro have to actually do the discussion with the Yavam and not with the Shliach. If you look at Tosfos later on, Tosfos on Daf Kuf Aleph, Amid Beis, later on, it's the beginning of Perek Mitzvos Chalitza. Mitzvos Chalitza, the 12th Perek in Yavamis, is all about Chalitza. 12th Perek is all about, that's the 12th Perek. 13th Perek is all about Miyun. Right, the later program are very organized about different topics. So the 12th Perek is, the whole Masechta is about Yibam and Chalitza, but the inner workings of the ceremony of Chalitza, that's discussed there in the 12th Perek. So there, Tosfos on Kuf Aleph on the Beis, the beginning of the Perek, it's, quotes a question. This Bryce is quoted there too. V'karu lo v'lo shluchan. Tosfos says, we know the beginning of the second Perek in Kiddushin has psukim for the source for shluchus shel adam kamosa, that I'm allowed to make a shliach to do Kiddushin, to do Gerushin, to do Mekachu Memkar, to do Hafrashas Truma, to do Shchitas Karben Pesach, all the cases mentioned there. So, asked Tosfos, why do you use a pasuk to say that shlichus works, and that's what you apply to all the other cases? Why don't you use our pasuk to say that shlichus doesn't work? V'karu lo, v'lo shluchan. Adarabba, says Tosfos, nelef mehacha de'ein shlucho kamoso. So Tosfos answers, no, can't be. Because the rule is shlichus works. There are four or five areas of halacha where there's a gzeres hakasev. Shlichus doesn't work. It's like bon ke'echad. If they're bon ke'echad, there are a couple of cases. This is one of them. Tosfos quotes Egla Rufa is another one. And Smicha is another one. And Afaras Adarim is another one. All the cases like bon ke'echad. So those, including ours, is a special case, Gzeres HaKasev, that Shlichus does not work. But generally, the rule is Shlichus does work. Shlichus itself, obviously, is a huge topic. It's a beautiful formulation. Just to look at the first paragraph, the very first paragraph in all the Lekach Tov, the Lumdish Sefer of Rav Yosef Engel, the first klal he talks about, klal Aleph, has been Yonei Shlichus. He has 10 pages all about Shlichus. But in the first paragraph, he says, there are three ways you can look at Shlichus. How does Shlichus work? I make a shliach to do something. He says, first, and each one is more, you can't say one is more extreme than the other. Each one is extreme in a certain way. Radical in a certain way. Does shlichus mean that you are the shliach? Or rather, the shliach is you. Exactly, perfectly. He is you in the flesh. He steps into your shoes, he's totally you. Is that what shlichus means? Ema kavanashe gufo shel shliach nechshav ki gufa mishalayach. Is that what shlichus means? If you would say that radical formulation, would you say even mitzvah sheva gufo? I could ask somebody to put tefillin on for me. I could ask somebody to do a shake a lula for me. We paskin, of course not. But that's if you take such an extreme view of shlichus, then you could at least ask the question, as the Tosas Rid. Ask that question, why doesn't shlichus work for tefillin? So the fact that he asked that question means that that's what he believes, at least in a certain sense, that shlichus is the goof of the shliach, is the goof of mishalach. A. Or, oh, and he has three formulations. Oh, do we say no? Hashliach lo adam acher nechshav. The shliach is a different person. Rak shahamaisa asher hu ose bishlichuso al kalpanim misyacheses limishaleach. V'nechshav shahamishaleach asa hamaisa hahu. What's the second idea? Second idea is that, no, I'm not him. Reuven makes Shimon a shliach. Shimon isn't Reuven, but Shimon's action could be viewed as if it was done by Reuven. Shimon did an action. It's as if Reuven did that action, but Shimon isn't Reuven. Just the mice is misyaches to Reuven. Number two, or do we say even less than that? Shimon's action is not Reuven's action. Shimon's action is Shimon's action. But the effect of Shimon's action could relate to Reuven. The chalos created. Odilma, meaning, who did the Maisa Kedushin? Reuven makes Shimon a shliach to do the Maisa Kedushin. Do we say Shimon did the Maisa Kedushin? And that's as if Reuven did the Maisa Kedushin. Or do I say no? Shimon did the Maisa Kedushin, Reuven's married. The chalos of the Kedushin could relate back to Reuven. But lav dafka that you need the Maisa. Odilma, third formulation. Gam ha-maisa einena misyacheses l'mishaleach. Rak l'shliach. V'nechshav sh'shliach asa maisa. The shliach did it. Lo ha-mishaleach. Rak sh'ha-Torah gazra. So the Torah decreed. Sh'av sh'adam acher asa ha-maisa lohu. Sometimes even if somebody else did an action on my behalf, I'll call zeh. Kivan sh'shlucho l'kach. Mo'eles ha-maisa sh'la'achar avuro. Ki'ilu asahu v'dok. So these are the three formulations of Rabbi Yosef Engel. And Kedako Bakodesh, what a beautiful piece. He has 11 sources in Shas where this is the root issue. Of course, fascinating. It comes up. What's the nafka mina? Where you need a person to be there. Could the shliach be there? For example, She'ela Bebailim. It's amazing. Gemara in Bamitzia Daf Sadi Vav. We know that a shoel has a p'tur by Baal of Imo. So what if the shliach is there? Is that called Baal of Imo? That's an amazing litmus test, because Baal of Imo, you need the Baalim there. It's something to do with an action. It has to do with the presence. So Baal of Imo, is a shliach enough to be a presence? So machlokas, Rabbi Yosher and Rabbi Onasan. That gufa, he says, is this machlokas? How do you look at shlichus? And again, he quotes our Tosfos Rid. The Tosfos Rid in the second parak of Kedushin says, what about mitzvah shebegufo? He asks about tefillin, and he answers, obviously, it can't apply to mitzvah shebegufo. Can't apply, says the Tosfos Rid. Yesh makshim, Kedushin membeis. Im Kain, l'chol dvar mitzvah, yoel ha-shliach, v'yomar adam l'chaviro, shev besuka avuri, hanach tefillin avuri. So what's the assumption of that question? Approach A. So approach B, does it totally reject that approach? Or do we say, no, that approach is correct, but not here? V'la, his language is, v'la milsehi, sh'ha mitzvah, sh'chivo, ha-makom, la'asos begufo, hech yiftar hu ha-yedei shlucho, v'hu lo yasa klum. Vadai begarishin vikidushin mahani ki hu ha megarish velo ashaliach. He is the megarish. Shekose beget ana pat ploni patris plonis. Vechenami a ishlam ihi mukudashes ki im lo. So it's not 100% clear whether this is approach two or three. Vechen betruma. Who knows in a truma mi perosa? Vechen rebesach. Vechulu. Avo besuka. Hachanami yacholom elishlucha. Aseli suka vu yosheba. Avalim. You can have somebody else build the suka, but you have to sit in it. But if your friend sits in it, your friend where it sits is, then of course not. So, that is the Tosfos Rid Pashtus. The question is approach one, and the answer is approach two or three. And then the Ksos in Simen Kuf Pei Beis, beginning of HaShlichus, gets into the act, why it doesn't work by tefillin, by mitzvah shebegufo, because those might require results, not an action. Every action, right, results aren't transferable through shlichus. Only actions are transferable through shlichus. Again, beautiful topic discussed there in the Ksos and Kuf Pei Beis, and the Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Lech Latov has many different sources related to shlichus. Okay, either way, that relates to our Gemara right here, that this is one of the exceptions of shlichus. The Ziknei Iro have to talk to the Yavam, him, themselves. Okay, weiter, two dots. Mishaya nasu v'chulu. So what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said if somebody's married to four, somebody has four brothers and they dies, he can do yivim to all four of them. Says the Gemara v'chulu. V'niyabem litravayu. Says the Gemara Mishaya nasu. I'm sorry, now the second part of the Mishnah. The second part of the Mishnah says if a man has two wives and he dies, then his brother does yivim or chalitza. Right, to one of them. And the other one's off scot-free. So they ask the Gemara, how do you know that? How do you know that's what the Torah demands? V'niyabim l'travayim. Maybe the Torah wants you to do yivim to both of them. To both women from the same brother. Amr b'chiyah. And we know, what do you mean? That's not the halacha. But we're going backwards. How do we know that that's not the halacha? Amr b'chiyah bar Abba. Amr b'yochanan. Amr kra. Asher lo yivne es beis achiv. That he did not build his brother's house. Talking about chalitza. Bayis echadu boneh. Vein boneh shnei batim. He only had the chance to build one house and not to build two houses. Vein boneh shnei batim. Says the Gemara. V'nechlos l'shravayu. So maybe, fine, you can't do yibim to two, but maybe if you do chalitza to one, it's not good enough, and you have to do chalitza to the other one too. Amar marzut shavar tuvya, amar kra, beis chalutz hana'al. No, it says Beis Chalutza. Now, Bayis singular. Bayis Echad Hu Choleitz Ve'en Choleitz Shnei Batim. Right, he could house, well, he could do Chalitza to one house, and Ve'en Choleitz L'Shnei Batim. Right, he doesn't do Chalitza to two houses. By the way, it says here, Marzucha Bar Tuvia. Tuvia is one of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu. We've pointed out in the past, the interesting Ha'ara, that there aren't too many Amoraim or Tanoim named Moshe. They have many names. There's Yitzchak, and there's Yaakov, and there's Yisrael, and Meir, and Yehuda, and a bunch of the Shvatim. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda. But for some reason, there's maybe, I think, one Rabbi Avraham, somewhere in Kachim, and Moshe. Moshe is an exclamation they used to use, but there's hardly any. If there is any, it's not a common one. Interesting, certain names they didn't use. It was like special, right? Moshe and Avraham. Yet nicknames of Moshe they used, right here, Bar Tuvia. Already in the times of the Gaonim, we have Moshe being used. And for sure the Rishonim, half the Rishonim, I'm named Moshe. Moshe ben Mayim, Moshe ben Nachman. But in the times of the Gemara, it was not such a common usage. Anyway, weiter in the Gemara. We could do the Bach. The Bach adds in one line here. The Bach in Oz Bey says, maybe the Torah wants you to do chalitza to the first and yibam to the second. No, asher lo yivne. Kivan shelo bana shuv lo yivne. Once you don't build, you do chalitza first, so then you don't build anymore. You don't do yibam after that. Back to the Gemara. So what about the opposite order? Maybe the Torah, after you do yibam, wants you to do chalitza to the second one. Says the Gemara. Amar krano im lo yachpots. If you don't want to do Yibum, so then you do Chalitza. Ha-chafetz Yibim. But that's mashmeh. If you would want to do Yibum, you do Yibum. But in this case, for the second woman, you already did Yibum to the first wife. So you can't do Yibum to the co-wife. And therefore, you don't have to do Chalitza either. Kala ola le-Yibim, ola le-Chalitza. Kol she'ein ola le-Yibim, ein ola le-Chalitza. As we've said many times, they always go together. And therefore, in this case, we already did Yibum to wife number one, you do nothing. To wife number two, you cannot suggest that chalitza is warranted by the Torah. The Ritva here notes, everybody knows this principle by now. It's the 43rd blot in Maseches Yevamos. So what was the Havamina of the Gemara? What's the Gemara asking? That, oh, maybe you would think you do Yivam first and then chalitza. What do you mean? But you can't do Yivam on the second wife. We've already said that two lines ago. So if you can't do Yivam on the second wife, so obviously you can do chalitza on the second wife. What's the Havamina? So the Ritva says, well, maybe the Gemara originally thought that this is called Ole Le'Yibam. Why? Because right when the Zika started, before you did Yibam to the first wife, they were both Ole Le'Yibam. It's only now that you did Yibam on the first wife does the second wife become Eino Ole Le'Yibam. But maybe that's the Havamina. You go by Shas Nefila Le'Yibam, and it was, they were both Ole at that time. So fundamentally, that's how it could be defined. So even though later on, practically at the time of the chalitza, it's no longer ola liyibam, maybe it's good enough to fulfill this principle. V'yesh lomar, says the Ritva, the kasal kedaita, the havamina was, to hakfar also liyibam mishas nefila, she'ilu ratza lakansa hayarashai, you would have been allowed to. V'kivan shekein, ola lechalitza karinan bey, we would have called it ola lechalitza. But what's the answer? Not good enough. V'hashta mefarki, u'deboi shetei ola liyibam bishas chalitza mamish. It's got to be mamish right now. And there's a huge footnote here that talks all about this this line of the Ritva. But that is the Ritva's important comment about the Havamina and the Maskana of what is going on here. Tosis asks here, Tosis could have asked this the four times this principle came up earlier, but Tosis asks, what about a Cheresh and a Chareshes? What about a deaf mute a Yavam or a Yavama, de ena ola lechalitza, chalitza requires das, you can't do chalitza with either of these, and yet they're ola le'yibam. Isn't that a violation of this principle? Right, we'll learn that later on, at the beginning of Paracheresh, that's the first mission in Paracheresh, later on. The Yeshlomar Tosfos has an important line, which, a little difficult to know what he means, the Achronim try to figure it out. Da hasam b'nei chalitza ninhu, ela de pumayuhu de ka'iv lehu. Inherently, these people, Cheresh and Chareshes, are good. They're Ole. It's just that they have an external problem. They can't express themselves. What if that lack of expression means their intellect is affected? It still is an external problem, Tosfos seems to say. So I've got to figure out exactly what that means. The Achronim discussed, but it's an important line at least to be aware of in Tosfos. Back to the Gemara. So the Gemara again suggested, how do you know you do Yibam or Chalitza to one of the women and the other one is off scot-free? Maybe do Yibam to both. Maybe do Chalitza to both. Maybe do Yibam to one and Chalitza to the other one, or vice versa. So we're still in the last line of the Gemara, where the Gemara suggested Yibam one, Chalitza the other. No. because that's not ole ole. The ode, right in the middle of the daf, and also another reason why you can't do chalitza after yibum to the other woman, shalo yomru bayis miksaso banui miksaso chalutz. So people don't come to say that even in one house, right, one house meaning these two women are coming from one brother, part of the house is built and part of it is chalutz, is separated. So you don't want people to say that. Ask the Gemara, why not? The yomru. What's the problem with that? If that's the halacha, that's what they would say. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, "Iti biyabim b'hadr chalitza chanami." Okay, you're right. If you did yibum first and then chalitza, then it theoretically would not be a problem. Ela dilma, but the other way is a problem because that's not allowed. Ela dilma chalitz v'hadr miyabim. But maybe they'll do chalitza first and then yibum. The kamle below yivne, and then there would be an isser of lo yivne. Once he didn't build, you can't build. So therefore, we don't want to force something to be done to both of the women. Good. Continuing, other suggestions. The Ema. Ki ika chadet this guy mitzvah yibim. Maybe this is what the Torah means. Ask the Gemara. When there's one brother and one wife, let's say, this guy mitzvah yibim. When there is one. Ki ika tarti lo this guy mitzvah yibim. But maybe by two, so then there's no yibim there. If there are two wives, maybe only one wife. When there's a second wife, there's no mitzvah yibim. Lo this guy mitzvah yibim. Right, so again, the Ritva discusses the Havamini here. The Ritva is crucial, so maybe that's the case. So the Gemara says, "Imkain saras erva das rachman alamhali." What do you mean? No, but we know there's a din of saras erva being usher. So that obviously has to be a case of two wives where it's shayach to have the mitzvah of yibum. So the Gemara says, "Hashta beiz ba'alma amar la b'nei chalitza v'yibum ninu." If you're telling me, if you want to suggest that where there are two wives, then there's no zika saras erva mi boy. So if there's saras erva for sure, there shouldn't be a problem. So what would the din of asering saras erva? There's no yibum bichlal. So the Gemara says alam alo. I don't see a note. It could be a chilik between these two. Itzrich, you might say that the case of erva is more of a chiddush and needs to be asered. Why? Salkadai dachamina erva avroy kaima. You might say if saras erva, that's only considered one wife, because erva disappears. Avro erva avroi kaima v'tisyabim sarasa. Even if you want to say in general that two wives, there would be no mitzvah of yibum, if two wives and one of them is an erva, maybe you would say the other one is, it has a zika yibum, and that's why you need the Torah, kamash malanda asira. That's why you need the Torah to aser tsaras erva. So again, we're back to the question. Maybe this is, or maybe the mitzvah of yibum is only when there's one wife, and not two. Ella yevimto yevimto riba. It has the extra lashon of extra word yevimto to teach me. No, there's a mitzvah of yibum even when there are two wives. Period. Okay. Haisa achas kshera. The last line of the Mishnah. If you have two wives, one's kshera, lo kahuna, and one is psula lo kahuna. So if you have a choice, who to do yibum to, who to do chalitza to the psula one because she's already psula lo kohen anyway, and do yibum to the kasher one. Amar of Yosef. What's the reason for this? Kan shana Rebbe. This is what Rebbe says. Lo yishpach adam me boro v'achem srichan lahem. Don't throw out something that people need. If it doesn't make a difference to you, don't do something that will hurt others. So here, it doesn't make a difference. If it doesn't make a difference to you, the yibum chalitza, so don't do something that would hurt others. Meaning, you would hurt this other woman who is a ksheira if you do chalitza. So if it doesn't make a difference to you, do yibum to her if that is your choosing. And if you choose chalitza, do chalitza to the other wife. What type of isser is this? Lo yishma, a person shouldn't do this. This is nisa daraisa, this is a rabbanan. It sounds like the achronim. I saw the Or Litzion says, Pashas, this is nisa daraisa. Pashas, this is rabbanan, right? The ishbok, when you're pouring something out that people could use. Basically, you're being mazik people indirectly, because you're not letting them use this. This might relate, he says, to the discussion in the Mishnah Lamelech. The Mishnah Lamelech has a discussion, a Baba Kama discussion. This is in Hilchos Rotzeach, in Beis in Hilchos Rotzeach, where he discusses Yesh lehistapek. Iyamrinon be'isser d'rabanon ein shliach l'dvar aveira. We know ein shliach l'dvar aveira. You can't make a... We were just talking about shlichus before. So you can't make a shliach to do an aveira for you. That's also a separate issue. Why is that? I didn't think he would listen to me. I'm not a bailim on aveiras. Various suggestions in the achronim and even in the rishonim. Why you can't make a shliach for a d'var aveira. But the Mishnah Lamelech asked the safek, what about an aveira d'rabanon? Even if you say ein shliach l'aveira, what about an issur d'rabanan? And he tries to bring a raya from digging a pit. Digging a pit in the street. Chofer barber shes harabim. So Gemara talks about shlichus by digging a pit. And the Mishnah Lamelech assumes that digging a pit in Rishos HaRabim is an Isser Durabanan. Isser Durabanan. So that's a huge topic. That's the first sugi in Baba Kama. What's the source of Isser Hezek? It says in the Torah you can't steal, and you can't wound, and you can't kill. It doesn't say anywhere you can't damage. Lo tas. It doesn't say that anywhere. So the Mishnah Lamelech suggests, quoting from the Maharimat, right, one of the Achronim, that's an Isser Durabanan. Isser Durabanan. Right, and here too, maybe you would say that too. The problem is that Rov of the Achronim, based on Rishonim, say that can't be. Rishonim say that the Isser Hezek is Daraisa. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, the beginning of Perkei Avos, that it's included in Lo Sigzol. And that's what the Tur sounds like. Because the Tur has a Kishem. Just like it's Usser to steal, so too is Usser to be Mazik. The Yad Ramah in Basra, in the second parak, says maybe it's based on Lifnei Iver, maybe it's based on Vahatzor Recha Kamocha, but either way, it's Daraisa. Daraisa, he quotes this Mishnah, the Kovet Shirim of Elchanan in Baal Basra, Simenai in Vav, quotes this Mishnah Lamelech, and says, V'teim al t'miyaso, ki adavar pashut, sha'asar mi daraisa, ligrom hezik. It's daraisa to cause damage. Bein liyachid, bein l'rabim, mikra, d'viyat l'recha kamocha. V'chol mada alech sani, l'chavrech lo sevid. Whatever you don't want done to you, don't do to your friends. Zu kala tarakula, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, as Hillel told the Ger. So, that's Rabbi Elchanan, the Meshech Chachma as well, argues on the Mishnah Lamelech, the Meshech Chachma, on the Pasuk of Lifnei Iver in Parshas Kedoshim, assumes that Pasuk of Lifnei Iver is in Makar for Chofer Bor, Rishos HaRabim. What's the difference between putting a stumbling block and digging something which people could fall on? Visura, Dvar Torah, the low commissioner Lamelech, Parabes Milchaz Rotzeach, Uba Bar Bershuso, what about within your Rishus? That's a separate Aver, Losas and Dabim Bevesecha. Lifnei Iver is in Rishus HaRabim, and Losas and Dabim Bevesecha is in Rishus HaYacha. But either way, an afkamina of this whole discussion is this last line of pouring your may borrow out when somebody else could use it, right? That's being mazik directly, indirectly, right? So it might be an afkamina, Daraisa Durabana. Okay, next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Machzir Grushaso. Somebody is Machzir, their divorced wife, after they marry somebody in between. Before they married somebody, sets a mitzvah to be Machzir. But afterwards, not. Machzir Grushaso is an Isidaraisa. Vahanose Chalutzaso, or somebody marries their Chalutza, Isidurabanan. Vahanose, Nose Chalutzaso, Chalutza the Kohen is Durabanan. But Nose Chalutzaso could be a Daraisa. Vahanose Krovas Chalutzaso, and somebody who marries the relative of their Chalutza, Yotzi Vavlad Mamzer, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says in all these cases, we'll learn about Rabbi Kiva's Shita in the next coming days also, in Daf Memtes. Right, Rabbi Kiva holds his Mamzeris from Chayvei Lavin. And therefore here too, he says, Lan Mamzer. The Chacham Momrem Eid of Lan Mamzer. No, the Chacham argue. Which case? We'll see. Umodim Benose Krovas Grushaso Shav Lan Mamzer. The last line of the Mishnah seems to be bringing in a new case. Umodim, and everybody agrees, the Chacham agree, if you marry your Grusha's relative, that the Vlad is a Mamzer. Says the Gemara, V'savar Rabbi Kiva Hanose Krovas Chalutzaso Avlan Mamzer. Rabbi Kiva says, if you marry the relative of your Chalutza, the Vlad is a Mamzer. The relative of your divorce wife is an Issa Daraisa. Even Rabbi Akiva, who's the most machmir in these areas, says that the relative of your chalutza is Durabanan. So the Gemara says, change the Mishnah. Tani krovas gerushaso. Really, the Reisha should say, not krovas chalutzaso, but krovas gerushaso, which is what the Seifa says. So the Gemara says, achanami mistaver, it makes sense to change it. Tektani Seifa, because what is the last line of the Mishnah? Tektani Seifa, umodim, benose krovas gerushaso, shavlan mamzer. And they agree, but if somebody marries krovas chalutzaso, Grushaso, I'm sorry, the Vlad is a Mamzer. That's what they are Moda. So, E. Amrit Bishlama Ayriba, if that's exactly the case that the Rabbi Akiva was talking about, Hainu Dixani Amodim, it makes sense. Rabbi Akiva quotes three cases, and the last one of the Mishnah says, the Rabbanan agreed by one of them. There's a parallel. Ela E. Amrit Lo Ayriba, but if it wasn't even quoted in the Reisha, Mayu Modim, what do you mean Modim? It's a new case they're bringing in. So the Gemara, that's not a Raya. Vidilma Kamashwa Deish Mamzer Michai Vikrisus. Maybe they're bringing in a new rule that there'll be moda there because there's a mamzer by Chayvei Krisus, and that's what they hold by that they krovas grushaso, at least according to this opinion. So the Gemara says, Hatani lo lakama. We already learned that later on. Ezeu mamzer, kol sher basar shubalo yabo, divi Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah later on in Daf Mem Tes. Rabbi Akiva holds, well, who is it? What's the definition of a mamzer? Anybody who has an isser to marry, even chayvi lavin. Shibrib shimin atimini omer, kol shachayav and alav karis bide shamayim. No, that's going to be at least karis. Falacha gedvarav. So you already know that. So that can't be the chiddush of the last line of this Mishnah. So again, we knocked out the hachanami mistavra. Says the Gemara of Adilma Kasasim Lantana Kershim and Atimini. No. Maybe our Mishnah is adding something to that next Mishnah, because our Mishnah is anonymous. So that makes it more powerful, this Shita. The Gemara says, Im Kain, listening, Shar Chayve Krisus. So if that's true, that we're being Sasim like Shim and Atimini, why don't you just say, Oh Chayve Krisus? Krovas Grusha Zalamali. Why do you pick that one? Elishmamina Ayriba. It must be that that's what the Resha is, and that proves our change of the language of the Mishnah is correct. Says the Gemara, maybe not. The Dumalolam lo Ayriba, don't change it. For I did the Tana, Machsu Grushasa, Venose Chalutasa, the Krovas Chalutasa, Tani Nami Krovas Grushasa. Maybe they're just bringing in a similar case. It's not so unheard of to bring in a new case that they're modim to. So Ella, the Gemara goes back. The Gemara says, we don't have to change the Mishnah. Krovas Chalutzas lo Rebbe Kiva, Havi Mamzer. Yes, Chalutzas, a Chalutzas relative according to Rebbe Kiva, would be a Mamzer. Amr Rebchia bar Abba Amr Reb Yochanan. Hey, what's the source for that? Hainu time of Rebbe Akiva. To Amr Kra base chalutz hanaal hakasav karo beso. Even in the context of chalitza, the wife is called a bias. So the relative of a former bias is also daraisa, and that's where Rebbe Akiva would say there's mamzeris even there. So we'll get more into this discussion, Bet Hashem, when we get into the mamzeris issues in a couple of days. Amr Reb Yosef Amr Shimon bar Rebbe Hakol Modim b'Machzer Grushaso Shavlad Pagum LeKahuna. Everybody agrees by Machzer Grushaso, meaning Machzer Grushaso after, obviously after the wife married somebody else in the middle, the Vlad is Pagum LeKahuna. Vlad is Pagum LeKahuna. If there's a daughter, so then she is Psul LeKahuna. She's like a Chalala. So Manakol Modim, who is that referring to? Shimon HaTimni. That's referring to Shimon HaTimni, meaning to Afagav, Damar Shimon HaTimni, Ein Mamzer Michayv Lavin, even though Shimon HaTimni, which is what we hold, that we say that there's no Mamzeris from Chayv Lavin, need the Mamzer Lohavi Pagum Miyahave. There's no Mamzerus, but there is taintedness. There is Pagum. How do you know me? Kavachomer mi Amana? From a Kavachomer from Amana. We had this once earlier back in the first parak. A Kavachomer from the Isra of Amana Lekohen Gadol. What's the Kavachomer? Uma Amana Lekohen Gadol. She'eni Surah Sheva Bakol. Amana Lekohen Gadol is a very weak Isra. It only applies to one person. Eini Surah Sheva Bakol. Bina Pagum. And yet, the Bina is Pagum. The child is a Chalala. Zu. She'i Surah Sheva Bakol. Eino Din Shebina Pagum. Surely here, the Bina should be Pagum. And that's Raya number one. That's the sheet. That's the Kavachomer that explains why a child of a Machzer Grushaso is Pagum LeKahuna. Ask the Gemara three questions on this Kavachomer. Number one, Ikal Mifrach Mala, and we'll see. The second and third one we're gonna have a chance to defend against, but the first one is gonna hold off. Ikal Mifrach. One second, Mala Manashkein. He also mischalelas. Don't bring me a Kavachomer from Amar LeKohen Gadol. That's more chamor. Why? Because she herself, the almana herself, becomes a chalala. Regarding what? What do you mean she becomes a chalala regarding what? She's already an almana, right? So what does it mean she's mischalala? So Rashi goes to nafkaminas. Rashi quotes, if the Kohen Gadol dies, she can't marry a Kohen Hedyot. Right? An almana usually can marry a Kohen Hedyot. Or if she's a bas Kohen, she can't go eat truma. If she doesn't have children, she goes back to her father's house. She's mischalalas. So number one, so maybe that's more chomer. You can't make a kavachomer from there. Va'oda number two, it says he. It says her specifically a word of exclusion by Machzer Grushaso. He toeva ksiv ein bonat toevan. Only she is abominable, but her children don't have an abominable status. Number two, we'll get back to that. Bez Hashem. V'otanya, and then the Brisa says a Machzer Grushaso, anosi chalutzaso, anosi krovas chalutzaso. All these relationships, like in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva Omer ein lo bakidushin. All these are lavin. There's no tefisas kidushin. Ve'enasrichem eno get. You don't need a get because they're not married. V'hipsula. And she's psula. Rashi says the kohen dezonahi. She has the status daraisa of a zona. Uvla da pasul. And the vlad is pasul. The vlad is a mamzer according to Rabbi Akiva. V'kovena salahotzi. And you force them to get divorced because they're not really married. V'chachamim omrim. Just the opposite in these cases. Yesh lo ba kedushin. There is tefisas kedushin, and it's an avera, but it's tefisas kedushin. V'tzricha emenu get. V'hi kesheira. And she. The almana is still, or not the almana, in the case of Mashu Grushaso v'chulu or ksheirav, uvlad kasher, and the child is kasher. So now let's try to figure this out. Leman, who is the vlad kasher to? Lav l'kahuna. Doesn't that mean to kahuna? In the Vakashal Gahuna, Kasha, on the Gemara, who said, based on the Kava Chomer, we would say, Vlad is Pagum, where it says, Lolako. Maybe that last line means, no, that just saying Lolako, meaning the Kshal is not a Mamzer. That's all the Rabbanan are saying. It's not a Mamzer. Not Kasher, but not a Mamzer. So Yahachi, but one second, if that's true, He Kshera. If Vlad Kasher means for the call, then the first line also must mean that He Kshera Laman, Ilay Mala, who is that, who is she Kshera for, the mother? Ilay Mala Kahal Pshita. If it's to the call, that's obvious. Mishum Dezanya, if Salo the call, she doesn't become a Mamzeres. She can marry into the other Jews, El Lava Kahuna. So he, Kshera, must mean Lukahuna. Umitehi Lukahuna, Vladanami Lukahuna. So it doesn't have to mean the same thing. If she is Kshera Lukahuna, doesn't the next line about her child have to be referring to Kahuna? And where it says, no, Miti Arya, is that a proof? Hakadisa Vakadisa. It could very well be the line about her is referring to Kahuna. The line about the child is referring to Kahal. And Hachanami Mistavrin, it makes sense. This is all, if you remember, this is all answering up the third question, explaining the Braisa. And then we're going to get back to the second question and then the first question. We have three questions on the Kal v'Chomer. Hachanami Mistavrin, it makes sense to interpret the Braisa this way, that the he and the vlada are referring to different populations. Diktani Reisha, because the Reisha, what was the Reisha? Rabbi Akiva Shita. He said, he psula uvlada pasal. She's psula, she's called a zona, halachically, and her child is a mamzer. He psula laman. What does that mean? Ilema lakal. Is it lakal? Mishum dezani ifsle lakal? Even Rabbi Akiva would say that she can't marry into the Jewish faith? No. Elav lakahuna. That must be lakahuna. A zona is asur lakawain. Uvlada pasal. And what about the child? Laman, ilema lakahuna, the child is only pasal lakahuna, halakal kasher. He's kasher to lakal, hamar bi akiva avlan mamzer, elapshita lakal. The second line referring to the child is about the kal, and the mother is about lakahuna. Umi deresh akadisa, vakadisa, sefanami akadisa, vakadisa. So just like Rabbi Akiva's line has to be referring to two different populations, so to the seifa. Fine. That answers the third question. Aye, what about the second question? It says, he toeva, not her children. Maybe there's a different limud you can make. He toeva nami. He toeva vein sarasa toeva. No, it just means if somebody's machzer grushasa and then he dies, then his co-wives could do yibum. The co-wives of this woman can do yibum. Only she is a toeva, not the tsaris. So maybe he's not excluding the children. Avo banea toevan. They are. Ella, but the Gemara says, first question number one, there's no answer to, Ella almana kashya. Ma'al almanash, ken yatsa mischalelas. I can't get out of that question. Can't get out of that question, says the Gemara. So therefore, the Gemara throws up its hands and says, you're right, change what we said. Ella yi admar hachi admar. Amar v'yosef amar v'shin brebi hakol modim biba al chai v'krisus shavlat pogam. Everybody agrees, if you're bo al chai v'krisus, that the Vlad is a pogum. Man akalmodim, who is that akalmodim, Rabbi Yeshua? The Avagav to Amr Rabbi Yeshua, ain mamzer mechai v'krisus. Even though Rabbi Yeshua says there's no mamzer mechai v'krisus, we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Even though Rabbi Yeshua says there's no mamzer mechai v'krisus, nehid mamzer lohavi pogum miyahave. But it is a pogum from chai v'krisus, mikal v'chomer me'almana. Kal v'chomer from almana. Uma almana l'kohen gadol, she'in isura shava b'kol b'no pogum. Same kal v'chomer as before. Zushi shava b'kol, ain odin shava b'no pogum. And here you can't ask the question. Why? Because this woman is also mischalalas. Hachanami, kiven shabalas azona. Here the woman is affected, and therefore the kal v'chomer does stand. Just halacha l'maisa, the Rambam notes, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, we paskin the machzer grushaso's child, the Vlad is kosher. The Rambam says in Perek Tesvav in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, ha machzer grushaso mishenises, ha Vlad kosher, shaharei eina erva. It's not an erva. And the Magen Mishnah says, why does the Rambam have to emphasize this? Ol chai v'lavin. Ol chai v'lavin. Why dafka machzer grushaso? Because, says the Magen Mishnah, it says the word to'eva by machzer grushaso. So you might have thought that this is very strong. That's important. Halacha l'maisa, machzer grushaso, we pask and the child is kosher and fine. Okay, we'll have to stop here. The next two daf, Eveshon, will be brought from the... from the last cycle. I'm just not going to be able to give it the next 2 days. That's what we'll pick up in a couple of days. But the next two dafim are jam-packed. Geirus and other issues as well coming up.